Thank you for calling Provider Office. How may I help you?
Hello. This is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. When?
Nancy N. It's N-A-N-C-Y. Initials last N as in November. Please call close back.
Press 1 when?
Nancy N. It's N-A-N-C-Y. Initials last N as in November. Please call close back.
Is on the line and ready to speak to a representative. This message will repeat until 1 is pressed or time expires. Press 1 when... Please wait while your call is transferred.
You'll continue to submit requests directly through Availity. We're hosting 3 webinars in August to help you learn more about this process. Webinar dates are Wednesday, August 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday, August 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Or Thursday, August 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For more information about the webinars or the new PA process, please contact your e-business regional marketing.
Provider Services, this is Antoinette. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Nancy. I am calling from the clinic. I need assistance on a denied claim.
All right, Nancy, I can assist you on denied claims. May I ask you a few questions to gain access to the claim?
Sure.
What's your last initial to your name?
It's N as in November.
Okay. I have a callback number of 901-610-4114.
Yeah, that's, it's a direct line extension.
What's the claim number?
It's a E as in Apple, F as in Frank, 704470.
Wait, Nancy, sure. Can you start that over for me?
Oh, sure. It's E as in Apple, F as in Frank, 704470-6600.
All right, what's that member's name and ID number, please?
Member name is Stephanie. Last name is, sorry, it's a coaching Stephanie, and the last, oh, I'm so sorry. The member ID is R. It's in Romeo. D is in David. He was in Umbrella 11251976203.
All right, MPI for the rendering provider and name.
NPI 160-9072-842. Name Courtney. Last name Shears.
All right, date of service.
That's the July. Oh no, it's a June 16th of
2025.
1625.
Total charge.
$4,984.18.
All right, just a moment. That claim is pulling up here.
Yeah, sure.
All right, and how may I assist you with this one?
For this one, we do receive the denial stating authorization is not a file, but we do have that authorization.
All right, what's the authorization number you have?
That's the 202-504-28-100-395.
That's 202-504-28-100-395.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Now, do you mind holding while I start a chat with the members' plan?
Sure.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment. Opioids are strong drugs used to treat severe pain, often after surgery or an injury. While they can provide relief, they can also be dangerous if misused. If you're prescribed opioids, make sure to take them exactly as your doctor says. Don't share them and store them securely. When you no longer need them, take opioids to a pharmacy or drug drop-off location to get rid of them safely. This keeps drugs out of our groundwater and off the streets. Visit tdeconline.tn.gov/rxtakeback to find drop-off locations nearby or call 800-560-5767. School or back to work? Regardless, it's time to shake up your lunch. Swap out your typical peanut butter and jelly with a veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Drinking enough water can be trickier than you'd expect. You can try a few tricks of your own to make it easier. Instead of drinking soda, try reaching for flavored sparkling water or seltzer. You can also flavor your own water using fruit. Watermelon and citrus are great options. Some water bottles even come with an infuser compartment to flavor your water. Bottles with straws or markings to help you track your intake can also help you stay hydrated. No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases.
Thank you for holding. I started a chat with the members' plan. Can you please hold while we continue to look at your claim?
Sure.
Thank you.
Veggie and hummus sandwich. Or turn peanut butter into a dip for apples and other fruits. You can also replace cheese or mayonnaise with avocado for a rich, creamy, and tasty sandwich spread. Whole grain bread and tortillas are also great ways to get more fiber and protein into your diet. When it's time to snack, reach for a handful of nuts instead of chips. It can be hard to get your steps in every week. It can be even harder if you're at a desk all day. Try these tips to help you get moving during the workday. Take a walk during your breaks or when taking phone calls. Getting a group of coworkers together to walk is also a great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Drinking enough water can be trickier than you'd expect. you can try a few tricks of your own to make it easier. Instead of drinking soda, try reaching for flavored sparkling water or seltzer. You can also flavor your own water using fruit. Watermelon and citrus are great options. Some water bottles even come with an infuser compartment to flavor your water. Bottles with straws or markings to help you track your intake can also help you stay hydrated. No matter your age, vaccines can help protect you from some diseases and lower your chance of getting sick. They can also help make your symptoms milder if you do get sick. If you have a child, check with their pediatrician to see what vaccines they need. The CDC recommends children get regular vaccines as they grow. They also recommend adults stay on top of their shots. Talk to your primary care provider to see if you need any vaccines. They can help you avoid symptoms from shingles, pneumonia, and more. Remember, most people over 6 months old should get a yearly flu shot. When you're overwhelmed with anxiety, you could experience a panic attack. These attacks can cause you to sweat, your heart to race, chest pains, and more. They can also be hard to manage. If you're having trouble getting your anxiety under control during a panic attack, try the 3-3-3 rule. Name three things around you that you can see. Then, name three sounds that you can hear. Lastly, move three parts of your body. Focusing on the present moment may help lower your stress from racing thoughts. Your call is very important. A representative will be with you in a moment.
Thank you for holding. So member plan is stating, please be advised that the claim denied correctly as there is no valid auth on file to cover the date range for the claim. The authorization number 202-504-281-00395. Provider could not be verified as valid. The plan does not accept retro authorization, and the provider or member can submit a formal appeal. Thank you.